The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Marlena Dietrich. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and celebrated writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The MGM Theater of the Air this week presents its full-hour adaptation of a famous MGM hit, Anna Karenina. It is indeed a special attraction, the great Tolstoy classic. But it has an added special attraction in the star who will play Anna, none other than the ever-brilliant Marlena Dietrich. Many of you recall the classic love scenes between Greta Garbo and John Gilbert in the screenplay. I dare say that years from now, many will also refer to the classic love scenes that they heard Marlena whisper over the radio. That historic moment is in the offing, for the MGM Theater of the Air is about to present Marlena Dietrich in person in Anna Karenina. Karenina has become the traditional symbol of alluring womanhood. Anna was made for love, and this love was reserved for the dashing dragoon, Count Alexei Vronsky, officer of the Tsar's Imperial Guard of the bygone Cavalier era. Anna and Alexei, sharing life and love in the days when romance itself was a way of life. Our radio play begins in the huge glass-enclosed shed of the Imperial Moscow Railway Station. Standing there on the platform is a young man, still in his evening clothes. These clothes have a slight air of bedragglement, as if they had lingered on his body from the night before.
Stiva Oblonsky.
Yes, it is Stiva that is being hailed by the handsome guardsman, who is unaware that with this very meeting he is on the threshold of an undulant fate.
Stiva, how bedraggled you look.
Oh, thank heavens you came along, Vronsky.
You could do with a bit of holding up at that. Big night.
Oh, several big nights.
Stiva, you're hopeless.
Oh, confound it, Alexei. I don't want a lecture. I get that at home.
Philandering again, and the lovely Dolly doesn't like us. Ah, Stiva, you'll never change.
Oh, it's easy for the dashing Count Vronsky to talk. Comes from St. Petersburg on leave, and half the women of Moscow fall at his feet. Yet if I even look at one bit of fluff, and a governess at that, man.
Yes, but I'm a bachelor, remember?
Doesn't matter. An occasional governess or so does no harm. And Dolly should know that. After all, she's my wife, the mother of my children, and I love her.
Oh, Stiva. You remind me of a man who has a tempting dinner waiting for him at home, but who goes to the baker's and steals a bun.
Oh, well, some of these sugar buns are so tempting, one simply has to snatch them.
Yes, but what if Dolly snatched a bun?
What?
She's very lovely, you know.
Vronsky, you're either bedeviling me or you're out of your mind. Men do such things, yes. Women, no. Now, why does that fellow make that infernal tapping?
Well, he's testing the rails. It's cold weather, you know.
Well, he'd better watch. The train will be along. Meeting someone?
Mother's joining me for a few days of my leave. And you?
My sister, Anna, married to the big government official in St. Petersburg. You must know the Karenins, Alexei.
Oh, I've heard of him. Very important, isn't he?
Oh, extremely. But even so, not as important as he thinks he is. I don't see how Anna stands him. I'd bet he never snatched a sugar bun in his life.
Oh, Steve. Because your sister's husband is faithful, you dislike him.
I say, you fellows, get off the track.
Yes, Excellency.
Karenin, he's stuffy. Oh, he's impossible. Well, here it is.
This way to first class, Stiva. Come along.
Right with you. Well, here we are.
Alexei, darling.
Mother.
Anna, welcome.
Alexei, darling, I want you to meet the most wonderful young woman, Madame Karenina. Madame Karenina, my son.
I feel we already know each other, Count Vronsky.
Anna, I'll see to the bags. Alexei will look after you.
Madame Karenina, we know each other.
You see, your mother talked about you all the way from St. Petersburg.
Madame Anna Karenina.
It was only fair, though, because I talked about my son, Sergei. He's 10, you know. I've never left him before, and...
Anna Karenina.
Count Vronsky. Surely your mother taught you it's rude to stare at a woman.
Oh, yes, she did, of course. But not when one sees for the first time the first woman one has ever really seen. Why, I mean it. Watch out there!
Oh.
Gracious pardon, Excellency. I did not see.
That's quite all right.
Thank you, Excellency. Thank you.
What on earth is he doing?
Oh, he taps the rails. Sometimes they snap in cold weather. You see, he leans between the cars. Oh, but, madame.
Yes?
I hope you'll be in Moscow for some time.
For 2 weeks, yes. Poor Steva wrote me frantically. He's in trouble with his dolly again.
Well, then I shall see you. I must see you every day. I must.
The poor man. The man tapping the rails.
No, please, please don't look. Oh, wait, here comes the station.
Ivan! Ivan, I... it's no use.
Is he?
Yes, Excellency. Poor devil, he's got a wife and a son just 10 years old.
Oh, no. Can't something be done for them?
One fears not. The state does nothing in these cases.
Here, this is for the wife and child.
Oh, thank you, sir. But, sir, this is 1,000 rubles, 1,000?
Give it to the wife and child. Come, madame.
You didn't want me to see that you gave so much, did you?
No, I didn't.
Why did you do it?
Shall I tell you?
Yes, tell me.
I felt that although you wouldn't know I'd given so much, somehow it would make you happy. I felt myself fortunate in being able to do something that might please you. As fortunate as if I were allowed to kneel and kiss your hand. I know I'm not making any sense.
But you are making sense. Delightful sense. I understand. And I'm afraid.
Afraid?
Yes, afraid. We have just met, you and I. What happened to the poor man back there? It seems an evil omen.
Steve is a beast, Anne. I love your brother, but he's a beast, and I hate him too. And to think, with his children's own governess.
Would you have felt better if it had been with your best friend?
But Anna, my best friend was last time. And this time it's a governess.
It's Steva. What shall I tell him?
Tell him that I'm leaving him. It's all over.
Anna, let me in.
Then it's all over for Steva, too. He loves you, you know. He loves you dearly.
Anna!
All right, Steva.
Anna, has she forgiven me?
Shh, not yet.
Not yet, you say. Then she will?
Oh, Steva, I don't know why I do this for you. A week, a month, 6 months. It'll be all to do over again.
Look, Anna, tell her this. The match set of pearls. She knows the ones I mean. She's been deviling me for them for months. Well, I got them for her, and she can wear them to the Karamsky's ball.
You wait, Steve, until I call you.
Anna, did Steve say something about, about pearls?
Would it make a difference?
Well, no. No, it would not.
Oh, darling. You see, when a husband and wife really love each other, nothing can break them up. Nothing can come between them.
Anna, I haven't said I'd forgive Steva. After all, how would you feel if Karenin were unfaithful?
My dear Dolly, you do not know Karenin.
Oh, but of course he wouldn't be.
Never.
He'd think of appearances, his position. Oh, maybe he's a little pompous, Anna. But it must be wonderful to be married to someone you're absolutely sure of. You're so lucky, Anna. And Anna, are you listening to me?
What?
I was saying how lucky you are.
No, you are the lucky one, Dolly. You love Steva, and no matter what Steva does, Steva loves you. Oh, but I brought you a surprise present from Petersburg.
Oh, Anna, tell me.
A black velvet gown from Paris.
Anna! Oh, black velvet with the pearls. We must go to the Koronskys' ball. Now, let's see. Who can I get for you?
Please, you know how I feel about those affairs.
Oh, but you go in St. Petersburg.
Yes, we go, but as you said, it's because Karenin thinks it's good for appearances and good for his position. And they are always so dull.
The Koronskys' ball will be great fun, I promise.
Yes? And why will it be different from any other?
Because all the bells in Moscow are out to catch one man. And you and I can have such fun sitting back and watching them claw each other. Please, you will go.
All right, if it'll please you.
Good. Let's think of an escort for you. There's Colonel Levin, or the Baron Petrov, or...
I met a man at the station. Perhaps he will take me.
Then we'll ask him. Who is he?
An officer of the Emperor's Guard, a Count Alexei Vronsky.
Oh, talk to Steva, Anna. I suppose it's impossible, but maybe Steva can get Count Vronsky to ask you for one dance.
You know, I almost didn't come here to the Koronskys tonight, Madame Karenin.
Why not?
I thought it would be insufferably dull.
And it has not been.
Of course not. I found you here. I've never enjoyed a ball so much in my life. Please say you've enjoyed it, too.
Oh, I have. But I shouldn't have come.
Well, nonsense. Why do you say that?
By seeing each other tonight, you and I have done bad things to each other.
No, I won't let you say that.
Please, Count Vronsky. We mustn't stop dancing in the middle of the floor. Everyone is looking at us.
Well, they've been doing that all night. Here, let's go out onto this balcony.
But please, Mom, please.
Now, through these French doors and... There. Now, how could we possibly have done bad things to each other?
By letting you dance every dance with me tonight... Half the fun parents of Moscow, those with daughters, are cursing me as a designing woman and you as a fool.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Very well. Now, what bad thing have I done to you?
You have done a terrible thing to me.
Please, I must know.
You've made me remember what it is to be gay, to be happy, to have a good time.
And is that a bad thing?
For me, it is bad.
Anna Karenina, I must say something to you.
Please don't.
No, I must. When we saw each other at the station, something happened to us, didn't it?
I won't answer that, no.
You have answered it. When I saw you, I knew I'd never be able to leave you without finding myself alone in a world of strangers.
No, no.
I knew that if I could see you in the hugest crowd, you and I would be alone. That you and I could look at each other across a huge room and touch hands. And now, this moment...
Don't say it. My heart has been asleep too long. Don't wake it.
Your heart is awake. And inside you it sings, just as mine does, for me to take you in my arms and kiss you. Oh, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you for not kissing me, Alexei.
Anna, you're shivering as I touch you.
I'm afraid, terribly afraid.
You're afraid because your heart sings?
Because my heart slept too long and awoke too late, much too late.
No, don't say that, Anna. I would never do anything to hurt you. That's why I didn't kiss you. I love you always. That's something I cannot help.
I'm afraid, so afraid.
But you mustn't be. I'll always be near you if I can, but I will never hurt you. Your honor will be my honor.
That is why I'm afraid. A woman in love gives all, gives up all, forgives all. A woman in love has no honor. Goodbye, Alexei.
No, no, you can't mean that.
Steva and Dolly will see me home. I'll return to St. Petersburg at once. Please, we must never see each other again.
But why? Why?
Because I love you, Alexei. And because I have a husband and a son. Goodbye. Conductor, do we stop here long?
Only a moment, Madame Karenina.
I must get some fresh air.
It's snowing outside, quite bitter.
I must get out of this cooped up feeling. It's only for a moment.
Madame seems restless, upset. Could I be of assistance?
No, thank you. Just some air.
Very well, Madame. But be careful on the tracks, and we leave at once.
Oh, this is better.
I was restless too, Anna.
Alexei, no.
Yes.
No. You're back there in Moscow. You didn't follow me.
Forgive me. I had to come.
Please, I said goodbye to you and I meant it.
Lovers never mean it when they say goodbye, do they, Anna?
No, I mean yes. Alexei, look. Look there towards the northern lights. Do you know where I'm pointing?
Yes. St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg. And my husband, Karenin. And my son, Sergei Karenin. You must forget me. You must.
Yes, Anna. I must forget you. I know I must. I know also that I cannot forget you. Can you forget me? Let your heart speak, Anna. Can you forget me ever?
No, Alexei. Never. Alexei, your train. You must get in your own car.
But I must see you, Anna.
Alexei, the train!
Here. Here's your car. There you go.
But you must get in your own car. The train is moving.
I must see you in Petersburg, Anna, even if it's a family call.
Alexei, your car!
When may I call, Anna?
A woman in love gives all. Gives up all. Forgives all.
When, Anna? When?
We receive on Mondays.
Mondays, Anna?
A woman in love has no honor.
No. No.
Ah, Countess Vronsky, perhaps you can tell me where I might find my hostess, Madame Karenina.
Indeed I can, Captain Yashvin, but you know where she is.
Eh, I do. It's such a lovely garden party, and one should pay his respects to his hostess.
As you know very well, wherever she is, she's with my son. After all, you're Alexei's best friend, and you know very well what's going on.
Alexei's my best friend, yes. We're in the same regiment, but...
For the first month after they returned from Moscow, he called on Mondays.
But the Karenins receive on Mondays. Everyone knows that.
The second month, they also rode on Tuesdays. Then it was concerts, museums, and so on. Now he sees her every day.
But, Countess, there's no harm in a flirtation. Even the Tsar himself approves of flirtation.
And so do I, heartily. Flirtation is the very lifeblood of polite society. But my son Alexei does not flirt. Neither does Anna Karenina.
I know, I know.
Look, walking under the trellis.
Oh, yes. Hang it, they are a handsome couple.
My son is handsome, yes. But only another woman can appreciate how superb a woman is Anna Karenina.
I assure you, there are no fine points about her that I miss. That is, well, perhaps this isn't the time to pay my respects.
No, Captain Yashvin. As you would say, hang it. Your arm, if you please.
Your eyes are troubled, Alexei. I can tell.
I feel we're being eternally watched, 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 talked about. If this were something casual and flippant with us, they'd smirk and condone, they'd connive. But you're dearer to me than life itself. And this they cannot abide. It's this that angers them.
And exalts us.
Anna, my love, I must say something to you.
Yes, Alexei.
I'd joyfully give up everything. My commission in the regiment, my title, everything. If you'll divorce Karenin and marry me. You and I, together before everyone. No more deceit, no more subterfuge.
It would be heaven on earth.
My darling. My darling.
Mother! Mother!
That's Sergei.
Mother, I... Oh, how are you, sir? Are you riding for your regiment in the big race this afternoon?
Yes, yes, Sergei. Just as someday you'll ride for your regiment.
If I'm good enough, they only pick the best.
Oh, you'll be the best.
I've seen you ride, sir. I hope I'm as good as you are. Will you win this afternoon?
I will do my best.
Oh, I do wish I could see you.
Next year, Sergei, when you are 11.
Yes, Mother. But you'll tell me about it after the races, won't you?
Yes, dear. As soon as your father and I return.
And if I win, Sergei, I shall give your mother my regimental colors as a present for you.
Oh, sir, that would be wonderful. Mother, would you come see me ride my pony?
Yes, right away. Now you run along.
Come soon, Mother. Good luck, Count Vronsky.
Sergei. I had forgotten Sergei.
You must decide, Anna, between me and the rest.
I can't leave Sergei. It's impossible.
I can't go on this way. I spoke of an honorable love, but that too is impossible. I can't, Anna.
Please, don't force. Please. Wait until I'm calmer.
Anna, listen. I'm weighing my words carefully. You once said that a woman in love gives all, gives up all, forgives all. I will do that for you gladly. Will you do as much for me?
Alexei, do you know what it is for me to live with Karenin? I hate him. He's a good man. I'm not worth his little finger. But I hate him. I hate him for his virtues and his generosity. Do you know what that does mean to a woman, Alexei? Do you? The sight of him makes me ill.
And yet you won't leave him and come with me.
I can't.
You mean you won't?
I can't leave Sergei.
Very well then, Anna. This is goodbye.
Alexei. Alexei.
Anna. Anna.
Yes, Karenin.
Ah, there you are. Is that Count Vronsky stalking away through the hedge yonder?
Yes. It is Count Vronsky.
Ah, yes. Anna, I have intended for some time now to speak to you about Vronsky.
Yes?
I'm speaking to you not as a jealous husband, but as a man of the world who knows that there are certain rules of decorum which cannot be disregarded with impunity. There's gossip about you and Vronsky, Anna. It is obvious that your conduct and decorum have not been all that one could desire. Anna, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Good. Now, I am not inquiring into your thoughts and feelings. Those are your own affair. I have no interest in them. But I am an important minister of state, and this is a critical time. At such a time, to subject me to gossip and annoyance would be inconsiderate.
Please, what do you want of me?
I must make you understand three things, so please listen carefully. First, the importance of public opinion. Second, the infected scandal upon your son. Third, the inviolability of our marriage tie. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, there are two more things. This afternoon, we shall attend the races. The Tsar himself will be there. You shall show in no manner whatsoever that Count Vronsky is your choice to win. You shall show no interest in him whatsoever.
And after the race?
That is the second thing. After the race, you will return here to the estate with me. We will dine together, alone. There will be no more gay supper parties for you. Parties at which a certain person just happens to be present. No more rides in the park, museums, concert. In short, your affair with Count Vronsky has come to an end. Good day, Anna.
No, Karenin. You're wrong. Because it hasn't even yet begun.
In just a moment, you will hear more of the love story of Anna Karenina. Now for Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air presentation, starring Marlena Dietrich as Anna Karenina, with Arnold Moss as Count Vronsky. We are at the St. Petersburg Racecourse in the days of the Russian Tsar, days of pomp and ceremony, where each year the crack horsemen of cavalry regiments compete for the Emperor's Gold Cup in a dangerous steeplechase. Entering the box are the government official, Alexandrovich Karenin, and his beautiful wife, Anna Karenina.
Good afternoon, Berenice.
Karenin? Anna?
I see you've marked your card. Have you a favorite?
But of course, Karenin. I'm betting Count Vronsky to win. Aren't you?
I never gamble. Eh, Anna?
Well, I do hope there are no broken necks this year. Remember how poor Andre was killed last year at the third jump.
Unfortunate, yes.
Of course, they do say poor Andre was nervous before he entered the race. He had broken up with the Princess Sorokina the night before. Had you heard that story, Anna?
Yes, Baroness, many times.
Ah, they're lining up for the start.
Yes. But, Anna, is one of the riders waving at you?
Yes.
Anna, don't stand. Remember, Anna.
Good luck. Good luck, Alexei.
I must warn you again, Anna.
The first jump. Baroness, your glass, please. Can you see who's ahead?
Vronsky's third, but he's coming up. The second jump. Careful. Vronsky. Vronsky's ahead.
Alexei. Alexei, ride. Ride, Alexei,
Anna,
ride.
People are looking at you. I insist.
The third jump. Here it comes. He's down. A rider's down.
Vronsky's down.
Baroness, please. Alexei, is he hurt?
Anna!
I can't see yet. They're all crowded around.
Alexei, please tell me, is he?
Anna, I will take you home. Now.
Vronsky's getting up. He's all right. Karenin. Anna has fainted.
I'm all right.
You've done exactly what I ordered you not to do. Made a spectacle of yourself. Everyone's looking.
If he had been hurt, I would have been hurt. If he had been killed, I would have been killed.
Karenin, the poor girl's obviously out of her head.
My wife is slightly ill, that is all. I will take her home. Anna, come. Now, if I am mistaken in my interpretation of your conduct, I hope you will forgive me.
You are not mistaken.
In that case, then?
You are not mistaken. I'm afraid of you. I cannot bear you. I hate you.
For some time now, Anna, I have known that in uniting my life with yours, I have made a mistake. This I must bear for the sake of my position, my public duty, and for my son. I believe in marriage as a sacrament.
Please, Karenin, I have been honest. Please let me go.
I do not consider myself justified in breaking the ties in which we were bound by a higher power. The family cannot be broken up by a whim or a caprice, or even by the sin of one of the partners in the marriage.
No, please believe me.
I have stated my views in public, and I will not violate them in private. Therefore, our life shall go on exactly as it has in the past, but without Vronsky.
I can't go on. I can't smile and pretend any longer.
Nevertheless, that's exactly what you will do.
You will not give me a divorce?
In a case such as this, Anna, the law is all on my side. Never. Why should I? To permit you, to assist you in legalizing a sin, to justify your conduct and his. Never. You will remain here. And before the world, you will remain my wife. You will never see this person again.
And the alternative?
Ah, yes. The alternative. You will join the ranks of those women of ambiguous position who wander about Europe from one watering place to another, neither married nor unmarried, with no future and no present, with only your great love to sustain you. Further, you will renounce all claims, now and forever, to Sergei.
You say this knowing this I cannot do. Before I would give up Sergei, I would rather be dead.
Unfortunately, my dear Anna, you are not dead. Well?
I must go and see Alexei.
If you go out that door, you will never enter it again. Is that clear?
I must see Alexei because I must. I love him. I belong to him.
Anna,
You are going then?
A woman in love gives all. Gives up all. Forgives all.
I warn you, Anna. If you leave this house, I shall see to it that you leave St. Petersburg. That you leave Russia. Well?
Anna Karenina, did I ever tell you that I'm the luckiest man alive?
Are you, Alexei?
Of course I am, darling. And I can give you three good reasons.
As many as three?
Thousands more, of course, but listen to the three. I'm in Venice, a city which is made for love. With me in Venice is a woman who's made for love. And this woman, this wonderful woman, is in love with me.
But today, Alexei, you have been thinking of Russia, I can tell.
Well, of course, we've been away for months. And then this afternoon, Yashvin's letter...
Yashvin's letter worried you. Was there news?
No, not really. He's got some kind of wild scheme for getting me back into the regiment.
But you resigned when we came away together.
Oh, gladly, with no regrets. Anna, darling, they've been beautiful, wonderful months.
Beautiful, wonderful. And think, they can go on forever. What was Yashvin's scheme?
Well, the government has decided to do nothing about the Serbo-Turkish war, but the Serbs are Slavs as we are, and so there's talk of all the officers resigning and forming a regiment to fight the Turks. Yashvin said he'd put my name down just in
Alexei,
case.
Alexei, no, please.
Darling, it's only one of Yashvin's wild schemes. Forget it.
You must never leave me, Alexei. Promise?
Of course I promise, with all my heart. Oh, but you need cheering up. You see, you've been thinking about Russia today, too.
Yes, I have.
Look there, across the Grand Canal under the lights.
Oh, aren't they lovely? Look, Alexei, the little boy with the curly hair. Isn't he an angel?
He's a very dirty angel, but an angel. Anna.
Yes, Alexei.
A dark shadow just crossed your face. What can I do about it?
Nothing, Alexei. I was thinking about Sergei. Wondering what my Sergei is doing right now.
Mother! Father! Father! Mother!
Sergei, I told you must not cry out like that.
I'm sorry, sir. But I get to thinking of Mother and...
I should have told you this before, Sergei.
Oh, sir, you're going to say she's coming back. I know you are.
She is not coming back, Sergei. Ever. Your mother is dead.
Excuse me, sir, but I don't believe you.
I tell you, she is dead.
I love her too much for her to die.
Sometimes, even those persons we love, they too must die. Your mother is dead. Now, please go to sleep.
Yes. Perhaps if I go to sleep and dream, then I will see Mother. Yes, perhaps.
Oh, Alexei, a terrible pain in my heart.
I know, Anna. You're thinking of Sergei.
I must see him. I must. We must return to Russia at once.
You're such fun. I'm so glad you came back.
And I'll come back again, Sergei. Only now I must go.
But Father hasn't even rung for his breakfast yet. You know how he does everything right on the exact minute.
I know, Sergei,
but... He never leaves his room until after his breakfast. Please stay.
Well, maybe another minute. Oh, Sergei. Madame, quickly. Yes, I'm coming. Goodbye, my darling, for now.
I love you, Mother.
Madame, he's coming. I'll meet him down in the hall. I don't want Sergei to hear.
So, Anna, you have come back.
Please, Karenin, let me come to see Sergei.
I told my son you were dead. Why do you make me out a liar, a tyrant who intervenes between him and you?
It is easy for you to play the martyr. It's easy for you to destroy the new life I'm building up for myself and my son, as you destroyed the old. Well, I will not permit it.
Please, may I say something?
Well?
When I married you, I was very young, and I thought you loved me. It doesn't matter that you didn't love me, that you married me to improve your position. But then there came someone who did love me, and whom I love completely. I was honest, Karenin. I did what I did because I had to do it. Surely I have done no great wrong.
My dear Anna, those pitiful words are a bit shop-worn. They've been used over and over throughout the ages, and they've never lifted a fallen woman up or blotted out the shame of a sin.
But all I ask is to see Sergei once in a while, once a week, once a month. No one even need know that I see him. I will sneak in. I will come at night.
No! When I say this now, Anna, I'm trying to be just, not vengeful. Before you left, I told you that the law is all on my side. So is society. Soon you will realize that it was not I who wronged you, but this person for whom you bear such a great and undying love.
I do love Alexei. I do.
Ah, but soon you will realize that he has had to give up nothing. He resigned from his regiment, of course, but he still has his clubs, his friends. Friends who secretly envy him as a gay dog. Yes, your precious Count Vronsky has all the benefits of marriage, but as for responsibility, he's still a gay bachelor.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true. And now that you know it, the knowledge will never leave your mind. It will fester there until it cankers. And you, Anna, you have given up everything, including your son. Now I ask you to leave this house for all time.
When Sergei grows up, Karenin, there's one thing he will be able to say.
Indeed.
He will be able to say that his mother was not a coward. He will be able to say that his mother did not run away and hide, because in her heart she felt she'd done no wrong. Tonight, Karenin, I will be at the opera. I will be in a first-tier box where all St. Petersburg can see that Anna Karenina is proud of her love.
Good! Capital! I could not ask for better. I shall tell all your friends. I'm sure they'll be happy to see you again. Or rather, Anna, I shall tell all your former friends.
I wish you hadn't insisted on coming here tonight, Anna.
Why?
Well, it's asking for trouble. It's brazen.
How dare you use that word?
Forgive me, I should have realized that you're on edge. We both are. Oh, look.
Yes, I see. As he promised, Karenin undoubtedly spread the word that we were coming.
There hasn't been such a sellout at the opera in years. And nobody yet has looked at the stage. They're all looking at us.
Then let's give them a treat. Let's smile and be gay and show them how happy we are.
Oh, Yashvin.
Yashvin, so nice of you to visit our box during intermission. Isn't the music lovely?
Well, the fact is, I came with a message from Alexei's mother.
Yes, I see the Countess in her box. And who is the young woman with her? She's incredibly lovely.
That is the Princess Sorokina. The fact is, well, I...
Well, speak up, Yashvin.
Well, the fact is, your mother's giving a supper for the princess after the opera. She hoped you might come, but of course you can't.
Of course I can't. I'm having supper with a young woman much lovelier than the Princess Sorokina. Much.
May I say, Anna Karenina, that I quite agree that you're much the loveliest woman here tonight.
Yashvin, you're so gallant and so nice. There, look. I'm so flustered I dropped my program in the next box.
Oh, allow me. Your pardon, Baroness. Baron, Madame Karenina dropped her...
Captain Yashvin, how dare you speak to that horrible woman?
What?
Baron Zhukov, your wife has obviously forgotten her manners.
Come now, Vronsky, after all.
Perhaps you're forgetting your manners too, sir.
Vronsky is right. Madame Karenina is due an apology.
And she shall have that apology at once, Baron Zhukov. Or with all St. Petersburg looking on... Shall I slap your face and ask for satisfaction on the field?
Alexei, please.
Well?
If you put it that way, Vronsky, I, of course, I apologize.
Alexei, please take me home.
Of course I will, darling. My arm.
The Baroness was once my friend.
Ah, she's a cat.
Perhaps Karenin was right. Perhaps it will always be this way. Wherever we go. Always.
No, darling, it will not always be this way. I have a little place in the country near Moscow, Anna. And we're going there.
Oh, Alexei. What have I done to you? To us?
You've made me very happy. And when we're alone together, we can forget all the rest of the world.
We'll return to Alexei and Anna Karenina in just a moment. Now, Act Three of the MGM Theater of the Air presentation starring Marlene Dietrich. Anna Karenina and Count Alexei Vronsky have isolated themselves for several months at the Count's country place outside Moscow. They have seen no one from the world beyond. Love can be sweet and bittersweet. And even lovers can learn that it is possible to be lonely together.
Oh, madame, I thought Master was here.
No, he's walking up and down the terrace in the rain still.
He has a letter from St. Petersburg.
Oh, probably from his mother. Leave it on the table, Tanya.
Yes, madame.
Rain, rain, rain. In the country, it never does anything but rain.
You're tired of it, aren't you, Alexei?
The rain?
The country. There's a letter for you.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You're tired of the country, of being here, of being away from your clubs, your friends. Perhaps you're even tired of me.
What did you say, Anna?
You're not tired of me, are you, Alexei?
Oh, my darling, of course not, but may I say something to you?
Well?
This weather, this rain that's been going on for days, this gloomy atmosphere. These things have got us both on edge. Now, in ordinary circumstances, two people can quarrel and then kiss and make up.
Do you mean when two people are married?
Well, Anna, yes. But with you and me, a quarrel is too dangerous. And so promise me, Anna, my darling, let's be very careful. Let's not let our love hurt us.
I promise, Alexei.
Thank you.
The letter, is it from your mother?
Oh, yes, yes, it's from mother, that's right.
Any special news?
No, nothing special.
Does she mention the lovely Princess Sorokina again?
Sorokina? No, she doesn't.
She has in the last three letters. Your mother wants you to marry the princess, doesn't she?
But it wouldn't be the first time a fond mama tried to marry a son off to a princess, would it?
But the Princess Sorokina is very lovely. Don't you agree?
All Moscow and Petersburg say so. Who am I to argue?
You said so yourself the other day. She's very vivacious, very gay.
Well, sometimes it's a pleasure to be with someone who's gay.
I suppose I weary you. I'm a millstone around your neck.
Oh, stop it! You've begun to build a fairy tale around the Princess Sorokina. You've done it several times lately, and I won't have it. If you must know, the letter does not mention the Princess Sorokina because it isn't for my mother in the first place.
Alexei, you're shouting at me.
Well, forgive... Forgive me, Anna. Forgive me, I was. I was doing the exact thing I just begged you not to do. I'm very sorry.
It was my fault, really. But the letter, it isn't from the Princess Sorokina.
No, it is not from the Princess Sorokina. I didn't intend to mention the letter at all, but this outburst of ours has made up my mind for me.
Alexei, you're not leaving me.
Oh, of course I'm not leaving you. Only for a little while.
No, no.
But I've mentioned it before, Anna. The letter's from Yashvin. All the officers of my old regiment have resigned to enlist in the Turkish war. They've offered me a command.
If you love me, Alexei, you won't take it.
Anna, I do love you. But for a man, there's more to life than just love. I'll go to Moscow to say goodbye to Mother, and then
Shall I go to Moscow with you? Please, Alexei, let me.
Believe me, Anna, it's better not. I'll have so much on my mind, there's so little time. I'd better call for a carriage.
Not even the last few hours? You don't want to give me these?
But you know how painful it is for you to come in contact with the outside world, Anna. That's why I brought you here. Now, let's say goodbye here. In a few months, I'll be back. We'll go to Italy again.
No, that belongs to the past. That's done and you know it. I love you. And you are tired of me. That is why you are enlisting in a foreign war.
But I must fill my life with something.
The volunteering is only an excuse for leaving me. The gallant, the heroic excuse.
You know me, and yet you have no understanding of my character. You think me capable of any baseness, of any deception. I love you, you know that. But for a man, love isn't everything.
One only says that when love is over. Over and done with.
I wish you'd stop forever chattering to me about love. There are other things. I want you to know once and for all I'm a man. This continuous talk of love, love, love makes me hate the sound of the word. I'm sick and tired of love.
This, then, is the truth. This is the truth at last.
Oh, this is unbearable. If you wish to be sensible about things, write me at my mother's in Moscow.
So now it is over. This is the end. No, it must not be. I will go after him to Moscow. Tanya, pack my things. We are going to Moscow.
Anna,
this is so unexpected.
Diva, Dolly, has there been a message here for me?
A message, Anna?
No, Anna, there's been no message.
What kind of message?
Well, I sent my maid with a message to the Countess Vronsky's. I told her to bring the answer here.
No, Anna, there's been nothing.
I must see to the children, Anna. I know you'll want to talk to Stiva. I'll be right back.
Well, Anna, I hope you're quite happy.
Yes, Stiva.
Good. As you know, Anna, I'm far from a model husband. You've patched up enough scrapes with me, with Dolly, to know that.
Yes, Stiva, I know that.
Yes, but the fact is, you see, we men can do things that, that women simply shouldn't do. Do you understand what
yes.
I mean?
Yes, Stiva, I understand.
You're my sister, and of course I wouldn't criticize you. I'm on your side, really, but, well, even if Karenin is such a stuffy ass, I wish you hadn't... Well,
I Please don't feel sorry for me, Stiva. I'm not sorry for myself. Oh, that must be my message. It must be.
I'll get it if you're so anxious.
No, I will. Tanya, did you give my message to Count Vronsky?
No, madame, I'm sorry.
But why didn't you?
Count Vronsky wasn't there.
But where was he?
I'm sorry, madame. He had already gone to the railway station on the way to the war.
Stiva, you will be home for dinner tonight, won't you?
No, Dolly, I have an appointment... A most important appointment, really. Can I take you somewhere, Anna?
No, Stiva. Come, Tanya. Perhaps we can get to the railway station in time.
Oh, the soldier's train is there, just ahead, madame.
Hurry, Tanya. I've got to see him. I must.
There, madame, look. In the window of the car ahead.
Yes, I'll call him. Alexei! Alexei!
We'll be waiting for you, Alexei. Best of luck.
Wait, it's his mother.
And the young woman with his mother, madame. She's so lovely.
The princess, the rocking horse.
Goodbye, mother. Goodbye, princess.
Goodbye, Alexei, my darling. Goodbye. Tanya, do you hear tapping on the rail?
A tapping? No, madame.
I hear tapping on the rails. Just as I did here in this station long ago. Tapping on the rail.
But I assure you, madame, I hear no tapping of any kind. Are you all right, madame?
I hear tapping. Just as I did long ago, the day the poor man was killed. I remember, I said then, it was an evil omen.
Goodbye, mother. Goodbye, princess. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alexei. My only love.
Madame. Madame! Madame, what are you doing?
Well, I must be going, Bronski.
Thank you for coming by the club to see me.
I'll come anytime, you know that. But hang it, you've got to get out and see people. Get around. You're going to see.
Yes, I know you've said that so many times.
If I could only make you believe that what's done is done. All through the war, you did your best to get yourself killed.
When I learned about Anna, I tried to find death. I wanted to find death. Instead, I found a glory I didn't want.
I know, Alexei. You will never love another woman, will you?
No, Yashvin. I'll never forget Anna Karenina. I keep her picture always on the table there before me. I have no regrets, really, but if I could only call back one thing.
Yes?
When I left her at the house in the country, I did not say goodbye. I wonder if she forgave me for not saying goodbye. I wonder.
I will leave you, Alexei. I will leave you with Anna.
You do forgive me, Anna. Please.
Alexei, my darling, don't you remember what I said many times? A woman in love gives all, gives up all, forgives all. Remember, Alexei, my darling.
Marlene Dietrich will be back in just a moment. Well, Marlena, I want to congratulate you on your performance as Anna.
Thank you, Howard. I've always wanted to play the part.
It's a part for someone who was made for love.
Why, Howard, aren't you being a little bit bold?
I'm afraid I wouldn't be that bold if we were alone.
Come, come. I wouldn't describe you as a shrinking violet.
Well, you see, it throws a man. He's not quite sure which Marlena he is talking to. There are so many Marlenas. There's the Marlena of Blue Angel, Morocco, Desire, Destry Rides Again, and Kismet, to name a few.
I'm glad you find that I have many characters. That's always the aspiration of any actress.
But somehow, one quality persists. It seems to run through all your characters.
How would you describe that quality?
Well, I would not describe it as coldness.
You put it negatively, but I'm not displeased.
If I put it positively, would you be?
It's a woman's prerogative to reserve her decision.
Well, during this reservation, may I say that we also remember how self-sacrificing and patriotic you were during those years when it was a great service to entertain the boys in the far-flung battle areas.
I only did what others of our profession have done.
You did it very well and often. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Howard.
You have been listening to Anna Karenina, starring Marlene Dietrich, adapted for radio by Wellborn Kelly. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marx B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz. The supporting cast included Arnold Moss and Phil Clark. Ed Stokes speaking.